Eu.
My bitch is better than you.
She better than you.
My weed is louder than you. My car is faster than you.
Some real feedback right there.
Nigga, I'm better than you.
Sorry for anybody wearing headphones.
Nigga, I'm better than you. Nigga, I'm better than who? Nigga, I'm better than you. Nigga, I'm better than who? Nigga, I'm better than you. Nigga, I'm better than who? Nigga, I'm better than you. I got no rules. Yeah, that's the hellish horseman. Yeah, these niggas are just headed. Nigga, they aborted. I'm flying like a rocket. Yeah, my bitch out of pockets. That bitch out of pockets.
My style so futuristic. Got these bitches feeling optimistic. Can't draw, but I'm artistic. Left her ass just so we can fix it. Got the lean, so we gotta mix it. Sprite Fanta or Sierra Mystic. We louder than that fucking train. Car fast, so stay out my lane. Why these niggas hating? Jazz like Jamaicans. Smoking like some Haitians. This is my creation. My bitch is better than yours. My bitch is better than yours. My car is faster than yours. My car is faster than yours.
So if you are too
better than you,
go to Twitch.
My weed is louder than you. My car is faster than you.
Still don't see.
Nigga, I'm better than
and
you.
If you guys were wondering before, that was Sir B.
Nigga, I'm better than
you. You can see him. It's
nigga,
me, Sir B.
You.
Check
nigga,
him out. That was his song that we streamed earlier.
Nigga, I'm better than you. Nigga, I'm better than you.
I enjoyed it.
Nigga, I'm better than you.
DJ Brooklyn Rich is in the chat. What's up, man? Shout out to you.
Nigga, I'm better than you.
What's up?
Shout out to DK.
Thank you. This is QT on your watch. What's up, man? Yeah, there we go. We got you now.
Hello?
Hello?
Jesus Christ.
Hold on, bro. I'm about to suck this out.
No worries. I keep it rocking. So, everybody that is in the chat, I do want to give a couple of shout outs to a couple people. So, we had a couple top participants. Shout out to Naturally Shade, King African Mac. Thank you. Thank y'all for tuning in. Yep, I think we back. We good. Thank y'all for tuning in, and participating last
week. DJ.
Do recognize y'all here on Quality Time TV. What's up, man? Thank you for tuning in. Right now, we about to get everything started. Just trying to fix a little bit of technical difficulty. But yo, man? How's everybody doing in the chat? How's y'all doing?
On your body, come and bring it to me. Let me give you what you need.
Of course. You want one of our favorites over here.
Body, come translate it to me. Let me give you what you need. You gon' make me get on that. You gon' make me get on that.
Still sorting it out, but yeah, good. What's good, everybody in the chat?
King African Mac, what's up, man? Thank you for tuning in, bruh. What's up? Back. All right, so as he likes to shut us down, and they don't like us streaming for too long, so we're gonna get into it. We got a couple topics that we about to get into. First thing that we got, Melody. I don't know if a lot of y'all haven't heard or haven't seen, or if you live under a rock, I don't know what's going on. W. Melly Finn to feds and got some more information on it, bro. Like, exactly what happened. Yeah,
please explain, because I heard he didn't. People saying he didn't do it, it's alleged. Then people saying he did do it, he detailed it in the song. Now people saying he turned himself in. Like, so yeah, clear it up for the people.
Word. King African Mac says, yo, I was waiting on y'all, man, like a crackhead. That's what's up, man. That's
respect, bro.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you a lot, man. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome back. But so with YNW Melly, of his two best friends.
That's the end of it.
But as the story that we're hearing is
pussy papa got it, that's
turned
on
itself
island,
into
ay,
the
bitch. I do it.
But there were so much rumors he had to go clear it up. Right now he's being charged with, two charges of second degree murder. And now originally I was saying that in the song Murder on My Mind.
Yo, hold on, bro. Africa said the music still playing in the background.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Had to take it out because she felt it in the kidney.
Thank you for that.
Yo,
we was over here talking over the music the whole time. But all right, so rewind a little bit. If you guys didn't hear the Joker laugh for surprise and social trapses. So he turned himself into the feds because everybody was saying that he killed his two best friends, but that is actually not what happened. Apparently they were pinning the murder against him, and he, in the song Murder on My Mind, he actually came up with that concept of that song 2 years prior to the shooting that happened in 2018. In 2016 is when he came up with the concept for the song. So
hold on, first and foremost, shout out Barbie Doll Pearl, we see you, thank you for tuning in.
Oh wait,
but go ahead,
thank you for tuning in, thank you for tuning in. So he came out with the song 2 years prior, so he wasn't actually describing killing his friend on the song, the details. Ooh. So now it changes things up a little bit. But
hell yeah, because I was out here like, yo, this nigga is retarded. Did he not see Bobby Shmurda? Like, did he not see what happened with Bobby Shmurda and his whole gang? Like, why would you detail this shit? But you see the, oh man, that's what happened with society.
But now it looks like evidence.
You feel me? Word, we quick to judge too fast without knowing the story, and I'm a victim of that shit too.
Yeah.
Sadly,
but I mean, it happens. Yeah. And I mean, let's go to the whole topic of Bobby Shmurda and these other artists that do describe stuff on songs, such as 6ix9ine, Bobby Shmurda, and everybody who gets that they say, all right, this, they're describing all these crimes and everything that they committed on these songs. And now when we get locked up, we all got that Pikachu meme face, like, what?
Like, yo, shout out Building Me Back for tuning in. Thank you.
Oh, word. Shout out to Building Me Back. Welcome back, too. Shio Trap says they even used an old mugshot picture of him trying to make him look extra evil. Yo, in that picture.
Yo, I thought that was a new picture. That's crazy.
Super Mario villain.
For real. He looked like he got something dastardly up.
Yo,
he's about to do some bullshit.
So
shout out Zia Alexandra. We see you. Thank you for tuning in.
So King Africa Max says, I think it's either one of two. I think since he's from Florida, if you get into a crime and your friend dies, you get charged too. But let's wait to see what else he says.
The law out there?
I know Florida got some weird laws.
Weird people. Sorry to all my family from Florida, but y'all are some weird. Not y'all. The people in Florida are some weird motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Well, certain parts. Let me say that.
So I'm still waiting for King Africa Mac, but I just want to go to what he's saying about Florida. Last week we talked about Florida and Florida being the upcoming, the new uprising of hip hop. That's what we talked about last episode. But artists that are getting into it now and getting arrested is all coming from like these Florida states. Like Florida just got some weird stuff going on.
Word.
Paid
and paid for joining. Thank you. We see you. Come back every week.
So they also said money was stolen from his mom's house by his friends.
Oh, and she pulled up for Sire B. If you didn't see Sire B in the beginning, we previewed his song. We're gonna do it again at the end of the show though, so just tune in. But wow, they also stole money from his mom's house. So did he do it or not? You feel what I'm saying? Because if they stole money from his mom's house, I mean, that gives him a reason to want to clap somebody. Clap somebody because you violate my mom. That's different. Like, you feel me? But he didn't do it, but he actually did get robbed. What the fuck is the real story? Like,
I mean, that's probably why he turned himself in to the cops and saying, like, yo,
oh,
I want to clear this up. Because
he had motive because of his mom.
And they're saying that he pinned, so it was set up like a drive-by shooting, but they're saying that he set it up and made it look like a drive-by shooting. But, like, man, I went and I watched the YNW documentary that's actually on his page, and it was really good. And just the story of how he met his friends, too, just kind of makes me think, like, I understand sometimes friends kind of clash and things do happen, but to go ahead and off to your boys that help basically make your career, why does this keep happening? Because this is the same 6ix9ine scenario right now.
Yeah, but it depends, though, because, yeah, they could help you make your career, but how did they actually help you? Is it on some loan shark shit? Like, that's just a hood nigga who got the bread, so he fronted your shit, and that's how he helped? Because if that's the case, you can't expect that to be a long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, niggas, and it's not like you could say niggas need to have better contracts, because what hood nigga live up to a contract? You feel what I'm saying? So yeah. It's like, I think it's just a fucked up situation that these artists are getting themselves into. And the labels don't give a fuck because they on some microwave shit right now. So if you got a buzz and you got some people that's already fronting your shit, yeah, we'll just put you in front of the right eyes and reap the benefits of that. But when shit go left, they leaving your ass in jail. Who bailed 21 Savage out? Epic Records? No.
Mm.
Who bailed him out?
Was it Jay-Z?
Jay-Z, exactly.
Yeah, Jay-Z's been doing it for a minute too.
Exact Jay-Z always in the background helping people out, so it's like it's crazy, bro. We gotta really stop acting like this industry is about friendships or anything like that. Like, legit, we gotta get smarter with how we're moving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad, but it's true.
In the chat, Majin Scoop says too many bishops out here. I think that was a Juice reference, huh? King Africa Mac says they also trying to convict him, so he snitch on the ops who killed his mans. I can see that. Like, they're gonna use you. They're gonna use you as a pawn. Like, they're gonna see what they can get out of you. For example, 6ix9ine. But I want to go back to something that Eldot has said a little bit earlier. It was like the people that surround you. You talked about with Jay-Z and everything. Excuse me. And we posted it up. Barbie dog, good, got to go, but nice, kind. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. We're here every Monday, 9 p.m. Is when we posted this up in the chat with the whole hip hop and artists getting arrested, a lot of people were saying at fault and that this was all the artists' fault because they put themselves in these positions, put themselves in these predicaments. However, my argument was, why isn't anybody trying to show them the way and teach them what to do? And a lot of people were kind of going against us and saying, nah, man, you do stupid things, you get arrested, you should be arrested. I understand that. There's consequences to your actions. However, why does this keep happening? When does it stop? Why isn't anybody stepping up and saying, all right, cool, this artist is coming up, I want to put you under my wing because I see potential in you. YNW Melly was super, was extremely talented. There's no reason why he should be getting caught up in this stuff. On the whole situation, Majin says Tekashi was warned. You're right. And when they're warned, by no means, like, but is what it is. But I want to see more mentors. That's the word I was looking for. Mentorship.
And honestly and truly, that's another thing that be going on, because, like Tekashi, like Scoop said, wait, my nigga, but like Scoop said, he was warned plenty of times. There's plenty of people that told him, like, yo, you're wildin'. Academics told him, like, whatever. Angie Martinez told him. The Breakfast Club told him. Like, everybody told him, like, boy, calm down. Something's gonna happen to you. And then, like, everybody knows, he went on the, what is it? What he called it? The Test My Gangster tour? Like, Test My Gangster, are you serious, bro? Like, you are, you're crazy, brody. But I mean, what you gonna do? Because who can't hear I fulfill? That's what I'm saying, right? So that's part of the game. And if you don't want to listen, you don't want to listen. But when it comes to like YNW Melly, like, I don't think he had enough time to be guided in the right direction. Nah, you feel what I'm saying?
You're right.
Because he really just got on the scene. And if what you told me is right about his childhood, his shit was rough. So
yeah.
For you to expect somebody to just know right from wrong, like, that,
exactly,
that's crazy.
And that's the argument I was trying to bring in the comments was you and I think Meek Mill had said this, and we're gonna go to the chat because the chat is going crazy right now. Meek Mill has said this. Meek Mill had basically said, if you go outside every single day and you see somebody get shot and killed every single day, what do you think you're like? What should you be doing? Like, you need to be defending yourself. Obviously, you're going to go out and purchase a gun because you're seeing somebody get shot and killed every single day that these kids are raised in. They're not raised like some of us. We're lucky. We're not going outside and seeing our best friends get killed. When you're raised in these environments and you're put into an environment where you're now making millions of dollars in the music industry, it needs to show you what to do because life's different. Let's see what's happening in the chat.
In the chat, Zia said, no, Scoop says Tekashi was one. Zia says, I think I've heard of other artists reaching out to younger generation of artists about their actions and how to avoid making the same mistakes others made. King Africa, and that's a fact. That's a fact. It's just, you could lead a horse, but you can't make them drink. And King mm-hmm. Africa Max said, it's an agenda that's been planted in us, and you can take a nigga out the hood, but can't take the hood out of them. You gotta explain that further, Brody. Enomis, thank you for tuning in. King Africa Max says, Master P tried to mentor Kodak, but Kodak fronted and got locked back up again. Niggas told 6ix9ine. Joe told him, 50 told him, facts. King Africa Mac, he ain't care. Socio Trap says, they do be trying. The youngins don't respect it. Zia says, who don't hear will feel. Facts, big facts. Winter White, shout out Winter White. Thank you for tuning in. Said, I was going to say it. Facts, who can I hear? Yes. Shout out Bax2 and This Doe X. Oh, that's one person. Bax2. shout out Bax2. Zia says, laughing myself. There it go, Lamb. You know the vibes. Big facts. You know the vibes. King Africa Mag, you can take a man out of his element, but can't take the element out of him. Right.
Exactly.
Our expose queen for tuning in. We appreciate you. Shaija Lovin says, we also have to remember we're dealing with babies. The rappers are still kids mentally and putting crazy music out just to gain love and money. They wait till they pop and make enough to attack. Right. That if anything, like, you don't gotta be a conspiracy theorist, but you have to believe that the police wait until you're in the best possible position to change your life, and that's when they say fuck you and come for you. Like, but Insta Joe says KAM, that's 100. You gotta explain that, bro. King Africa Max says, Juan W been on some killer shit too. Socio Trap says, give someone money and sense of power, and it's just gonna fuel what's already inside them, right? Because money is a tool. Money just enhances you because you're able to use it to do what you really want to do. Shout out Newborn. Yes, Aya. Scoop says, Kodak said Master P was on some money shit though. Anything for likes and popularity is what got these people doing stupid things. And the funny thing is, that's the American way, because the American way is about getting as much money as possible, about enriching yourself, about monetizing every aspect of everything. You think about it, Nas said, everything on the planet, we preserve and can it, microwave it and try it, in that song with him and Damian Marley. And it's a fact. Like, we want to sell every... If a nigga could bottle up here... Matter of fact, motherfucker... Sorry, I got to stop cursing.
I'm sure somebody has done it.
They do. No, they do.
I Doritos.
It's either the Himalayans or something.
Yeah, bag of chips.
They literally... No, but there's a company that does it too. They bottle up fresh air from certain locations and they ship it around to people that...
But here's my nigga. Nah. I understand. Life is a game and everybody's just trying to win. We hear this growing up, but I have recently understood what this meant. There is always going to be somebody trying to win the game. It doesn't matter how you do it. Monopoly. You can say somebody's trying to rip you off or do whatever. Nah, they're trying to win the game of life. That's all they're trying to do. Chat.
Big facts.
What's happening in the chat?
Monopoly definitely mirrors life, honestly and truly.
Oh, yeah. For a fact.
In the chat, though. King African Mac, got you. All love. Big Queens Music, thank you for tuning in. Shaija Lovin said, because these little niggas do all this for clout and money, and this generation is just dumb, and the agenda is to go after those who don't know better. Jay out so much shit, put so much shit out there in his music. They never came for him. Facts. Flea Mason, what up, Brody? Big Queens Music. Oh, respect, respect.
Word, word.
Shy's your loving, but these young niggas don't play their cards right. Social trap, real life Lorax. Yo, explain that. I heard Lorax before. You got to explain that. Instadro, I was agreeing with King Africa Mac, but I was too lazy to type his name. Not respect. But yeah, honestly and truly, it's sad. And the thing is, we can't just keep saying like, yo, these little niggas don't want to listen. These yeah. little niggas this, these little niggas that. Because like, that's literally us just kicking the can down the road, you feel me? And hoping some shit, hoping they'll change because we're fucking criticizing them. And let's keep it a buck. Criticizing people ain't never get them to change shit. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we just look, if we really was on some shit like, yo, nah, that's dope, bro. I was trying out this sound, and then we let them hear what we think is better. Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, yo, nah, that is dope. I should integrate that. And that's a way of like changing somebody's mentality, but in a softer manner than being like, yo, you fucking suck, nigga.
Exactly.
Even though
you expect somebody to listen to you if you're disrespecting them and saying that it's trash.
But the sad part is that's how we was raised. Like, but this new generation is just soft. Like in the 90s and in the 80s and the 90s and shit, niggas told you your shit sucked. You might have even got your ass whooped if your shit was bad and you was in the wrong place with the wrong crowd. You feel what I'm saying?
100%.
So it was like,
yeah,
it was like harsh truth, and you had to come to terms with it. And you either chose to do something different with your time, which probably benefited you more than anything because they kept it a buck, or you got better. But nowadays, in this participation trophy ass time that we live in, you got to coddle and care for every little person, and every little person is special and shit, even though you could do everything. I'm not saying you're not special in some way, but maybe it's just not rapping. Maybe it's not fucking design. Maybe it's not business. Maybe whatever. You feel me? Find what you're good at. But don't just coddle motherfuckers because.
Nah, I hear you. Yeah, what we got going on?
Yeah, let me see. In the chat, Shaija Lovin says they're not taught how to put their money where they could gain from it. Right. That's what we should learn in school. Finger snaps to that. But sociotrap, bottling air reference, right? King Africa Mac. That's what the Lawrence. Okay, got you, sociotrap. King Africa says we was the same little niggas who didn't want to listen, though. Facts, but we got punched in our mouth, so we had to listen. You feel what I'm saying? These little niggas has got Twitter fingers and shit. They not gonna see no real action. Like sociotrap says, is the Lorax basically? It's a Dr. Seuss movie. Got you. King Africa Mac still are. Flea Mason, y'all talking about YNW Melly? Yes, sir. Zia says, I think it's generational too. It takes the village. We have to see, understand, and cater to the change. L Dot said, facts. We got to be nicer and more understanding. Yo, by the way, tell your friends to tune into the chat. Don't forget to check us out on Twitch, because the longer you watch on Twitch, the more points you gain and the more rewards you could get. But definitely tell your friends to tune in. The more people in here, the better the rewards get. YouTube live anywhere, like look for us, we dare. Yep. You feel me?
On Periscope too. Periscope, so if you got Twitter, just go to Quality Time Network on Periscope, right, on Twitter, right?
All that, tune in, we out here. But Zia says exactly, it's all about delivery too. Facts. Newborn, facts. Shaija Love and L Dot, word. Redirect them to be a better sound and a better way of doing things. But yeah, they get too defensive too quick. And right, and that's from the coddling. That's from people being so goddamn sensitive because they never got told, like, you suck as a kid. So when they hear it as an adult, niggas' world break down and they want to hang themselves or shoot up a school or some shit. But Instadro, yeah, in order to change a world or their world, we got to be involved in it to understand what they're seeing. Newborn, that's why everyone doing the same shit, same style. Right. It's like people scared to be creative because they scared of judgment. Like you scared to put out something new because you don't know how to take it because you're insecure.
Yeah. However, I think that the kids are doing the complete opposite. Like the kids like that are saying, like, oh, you think my music is trash? All right, screw you. I'm gonna do what I want to do then.
But it is weird because it's certain ones that do that, but let's keep it a buck. This generation, all of them sound the same, bro. Let me not say 95% of them sound the same.
But in the same token, you can say that hip hop, especially early hip hops, all sounded the same. Hip hop in general usually kind of sounds the same. It's one man on a beat that's just rap.
That's not true, bro.
If you're not breaking it down in the sense of that people have different flows,
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
but the kids have different flows. They have different melodies. They have different. They even have different images now. But you have to actually look at the minor details, because from afar, it does sound like they all are the same. Just the same way somebody from China comes to America and listens to a hip hop record, two hip hop records from the 90s, they're gonna say these two people sound the same. Mm-mm. They're not gonna say that it sounds different.
Depends on, like, when I say that, I mean, yeah, there's individuals within this time. Yeah, there's people that got their own sound, but as far as range, as far as like how the field is spread out, mm-hmm. it's not that way anymore. It's on some tunnel vision shit. It's on some ham microwave dinner shit. Like, it's one sound, one way, and that's how you get on. Like, before, you had a De La Soul, you had a Wu-Tang, you had a fucking Tupac, Biggie, you had a whoever, Sade, whoever, bro. There was way more variety back in the day. And nowadays, it's like people scared to be different, because if you're different, or you got to be different, but within a certain parameters. Like, you got to be hyper fucking stereotypical, like tattoos all over, colored hair, dreads, sipping lean, and mumbling and shit. You feel me? Like, it's not, there's no other. They literally have something called a little pump plan, bro. That's how you get on, bro. Like, there wasn't no Wu-Tang plan. There wasn't no Sade plan. Well, there wasn't no Mary J. Blige plan.
The thing is, too, back then, there was a lack of technology. Technology, and this is what somebody said in those comments, is that technology has changed the way how we can almost blow up, how we can do things, especially social media. But what's going on in the chat, man?
Word. In the chat, Shaija 11 said, word, they be calling 9/11 on their mamas these days. Hi, can't tell them shit. Newborn, no creativity, right? Well, some of them, but I feel where you're coming from. King Africa Mac, y'all Wednesday show was lit. Bless. Word, tune in on Wednesday. We definitely got a new show, What You Call It Wednesday, with
CC.
Tia. Yeah. CC and Tia, right? But yeah, that show was lit. Definitely tune in every Wednesday. And we got something else coming for y'all. Don't worry. We're going to have this shit 24/7 soon. But Zia says, you think it's from coddling, or you think mental health is just now becoming less taboo on people trying to cater to that? Big fat. I mean, that's a part of it. But like, how, where do you stop? Like, where's the limit on it? You feel me? Is it just, let's just cater to and pick up on every little complaint, or do we just address the major stuff that will develop into big issues later on down the line? Because you cannot baby, you don't even baby babies all the time. Like, eventually you like, nah, I'm gonna put you down, because you're getting too used to me picking you up, and that's gonna mess you up. You're gonna become spoiled and shit. So you want to put your baby down, make them independent. So like, we gotta let these niggas deal with some kind of problems. I'm not gonna lie, my life was rough. Your life probably was rough too, Dean, coming up in the hood, navigating the hood, all the treachery and bullshit that happens in the hood. But I appreciate every second of that now as an adult, because I know how to navigate the world.
Yeah.
Like, America, let's keep it a buck. America's the one that's really on this mental health and bit, oh, it's okay, let me rub your back shit. You go to China or Russia or one of these other places, they gonna look at you like, what? Giving you a napkin, boy, you better wipe your tears with your hand. Like, so we got to realize we're making ourselves softer, OD, and there got to be a balance. But back to the chat, social trap. You could say the same about our generation too. Newborn, everyone had their own style, social trap. Unless you're in the world listening to it, you can't really analyze from an outside perspective what's going on here. And that's not necessarily true, because we definitely have to analyze ourselves. We can't just look to outside sources to tell us about ourselves. We got to be mindful, and we got to look toward ourselves to try to figure out how to better ourselves. But Newborn, facts, social trap, can we blame the artists or people promoting them? We definitely got to blame the people promoting them, because that's mm-hmm. where it starts. That's where it starts. The artists just fall in line to what's working, because they're artists and they're going to do what they need to do to get on. Some of them, not everybody, folds.
Life's just a game. Everybody's trying to win.
Right. Zia says, we also live in this influencer generation where it's all about the likes, comments, subscription, but not about retention and really knowing who your audience really is. And the difference is that that's a fact, but the people who really get to know their audience are the ones that have that cult following, that whenever they drop, they good. You feel me? And we also, that's a good thing, because if you notice those trends, that's something you could capitalize on as a creative to help yourself. But Shaija Lovin says, it's less variety because people scared to take risks and be themselves. Right. Newborn, the people promoting. Right. King African Mac. But if niggas different, they front on you. Facts. Because nobody is themselves because they don't even know who they are. They just out here doing shit for the clout. Yo. Mm. Yo, big facts on that one.
Do it for the clout.
Mindfulness. Niggas need to get to know themselves first before they could try to be someone else. They want to get on quick, right? King Africa Mac, let me know when I could call in for 2 minutes.
Yeah, we're getting into the next topic, so we got you. We got you.
Technology makes it accessible for anyone to be someone. Shy said, facts. Rhonda, we see you. Thank you for coming back, yo. Man, we appreciate the love. Everybody that's tuning in, Prince Smith Official, thank you for tuning in. If it's your second time, third, whatever, thank you for coming back, bro. We appreciate it. Rhonda, what are y'all talking about? We talking about YNW Melly, influence of the older generation on the young. We talking about a lot, man.
Yeah. We about to get into the Steve Harvey topic, though.
Dia says, balance is the word. Socio trap. I meant about music, not bettering ourselves. Of course, we can analyze about self-betterment. I meant about music sounding the same. Okay. Oh, Muggsy McFly. What's goody, bro? Yo, if y'all don't know who Muggsy is, go check out his clothing line, bro. That shit is fucking lit. And this boy is out here making moves. He's one of the only people from Uptown that really, like, had a dream, a vision, and pushed for that shit.
Mm.
And I respect the fuck out of that, bro. Because there's a lot of people, bro, there's a lot of people out here that's capping. But the ones that put action behind their words, shout out Monty McFly again. His clothing line is called Made by McFly. Go check that out. And Prince Smith, we see you first time. Thank you for tuning in, bro. Come back every week. We here. Julian Jackson, thank you for coming back. Zia Truting, yo, yes. Pretty Girl 512, if it's your first time, thank you for tuning in. Nirvana, thank you for pulling back up. Now, I think it's time for us to get into the next topic.
Yeah, we had like 36 minutes now, man. That YNW Melly had us going, huh?
Right. And we know that you guys tuned in into the little discourse between Monique and Steve Harvey this week. So we're gonna get into that one.
Rockstar, what's going on, man? Thanks for tuning in. He's actually gonna be on an episode coming up soon. So make sure y'all tune in for that.
Rockstar role model.
So I don't need to get into details with this whole Steve Harvey thing. Steve Harvey is basically saying to sell yourself out and just do it for the money because the money's more important. I want to know what's y'all take on it and how y'all feel. Does Steve Harvey have a point? Is he making sense with this?
Quick backstory though, for anybody who don't know, Monique got into beef with Netflix because they wanted to pay her like chump change for her special. Y'all seen her say boycott Netflix, and then she got into something with who's Madea again? Tyler Perry and Oprah, and I think another dude who's a black movie producer, and like they kind of fell out, and then she kind of got blackballed from the industry. So Steve Harvey must have made some comments from before and said like she's bugging basically. So he came on his show so they could address their grievances, and he basically was telling her like, yo, honestly, I should have called you from jump. I should have told you what was going on. I should have like approached you like that because you're my sister. I love you. If y'all don't know, they've been doing the Kings and Queens of comedy tours from when we was liquor yotes. You feel me? So they've been to each other. They've been had a good relationship. So they really on some brother sister type shit. So now she went on the show. She was addressing it. And Steve basically was saying, like, I get where you're coming from. You're 100% right that you deserve better. You shouldn't have been blackballed. But there's a way to go about doing stuff in America. And yeah, we could be super Huey Newton and like Black Power and Malcolm X, you feel me? But that's only going to get us so far. And he's telling her, like, you got a family, you got a network of people that you're feeding now. It's not just you. You got people behind you, too. So you have to think about that before you make these moves and tell Oprah and Tyler Perry to suck your pussy and this, that, and the third. Like, you feel me? Like, so that was hit where he was coming from. Like, there's a way to go about it. You got to get your coins first and then do what you got to do. And she was like, I respectfully disagree with you. I feel like, why can't I address this shit? You feel me? Why do I have to run around it? And I feel like I'm not being real to myself if I stay quiet. But to the chat, Zia said, this is dope. I got to go, but I'll def tune in again. Shout out to y'all for using your platform to talk real shit. I appreciate y'all. We appreciate you too.
Thank tune you, in.
Shy said, hey y'all, hi new visitors. Bye, Shy. All right. King African Max said, I seen some of it on your page, Quality Time. I want to know what everyone else got to say. Right, go check out the page for a post if you want to get updated real quick. Shy, by love. Julian Jackson, way off with the Steve Harvey point. Off with Steve Harvey's point. King Africa Mac, my whole thing though is Steve probably had more to say. Steve couldn't be 100. You know he could, you know he had more to say because he was telling her she gotta hold it down and be real PC. So you know, and even in like what Steve be doing in commercials, he always be like, yo, I got a TV show. Y'all trying to get me in trouble. I can't. So you know he's always thinking about the check first. We see you, Brody. You know, it's always love, bro. Check out Taylor L. Jazz page, by the way. He about to be the voice of the new generation, you know. If you ain't noticed, check him out. Even Coyle Ray know. Go check for yourself.
Talk about it.
say he has to play the professional tip. Right, Julian Jackson. Steve basically said, this ain't the battle for you, the battle you should be fighting. We got a war that you could position us better to win. Right, exactly. It's about choosing your battles. Like, yeah, you could point out the fact that Hollywood's on some fuck shit, point out that Oprah and Tyler Perry is part of the issue because they don't want to use their really chain stuff. They just bought in time. But you got to think about it. Like, the Chinese way is to, if you could emulate the master but be better, then you're the master, right? But you have to bide your time to be able to get to that level. So if we want to be honest with ourselves, we're not there yet, bro. Yeah. We're not at the point of power where we could really make the change we need to make. We're getting there because you see like the Rock Nation brunch, how those are basically the leaders of our culture coming together.
Yeah.
Let's keep it a buck.
Yeah.
So we're getting there. We're getting to the point where it's more camaraderie, where people are thinking more about community and we got to help each other and stop begging and shit. But we're not there yet. And Monique is coming from a position of privilege in a sense. She'd been rich. She'd been famous. She'd been had a platform for years. So for her, and yeah, it's okay. You could weather the storm. But what about the regular dude? You feel me? What about homie that don't got it like you, that can't just be out here wilding because he got to worry about his family, his job? He might get fired for protest and whatever. You feel me? So we not in that position yet. And protest, like I said, if you ain't on my page, if you ain't see it, protests don't bring change. In my opinion, protests don't bring change. They bring attention to a subject. What you do with that attention is what brings the change. She just gotta attack it a different way, because as you can see, she's blackballed.
And I think that's what Steve was saying, but people kind of took it out of context. Yeah. And going back to like what Julian was saying, was like, we got a war that you could position us better to win. It's sometimes you gotta lose the battle to win the war, man. And you could win the battle and still lose the war. And you know,
right, there's something called a strategic retreat.
Exactly.
Sometimes you gotta pull back for what's best and then come back when you regroup stronger.
But I think what happened was, the big thing about it was going to social media, the way how social media took it and flipped the whole script and is basically saying, oh, Steve Harvey's a coon, oh, he's this and he's that, because he's supporting, he's saying to sell yourself out and take the money and do this. But you know, all of these opinions are coming from people who don't have any close to half of the network that Steve has. There's a reason why he's there. There's a reason why we're not there. So he is going to look at the situation differently than us. And I think that's what he was trying to get across, was there's going to be people looking at you. Set an example. Show them how to do this.
Right.
Taken out of context on social media, and we did what we always do.
It's always that though. I don't know if y'all remember, but back when Trump had first got elected, remember Steve Harvey was one of the only people from our community that went to go sit and have a conversation with him. Him and Kanye, the same time Kanye went, Steve went, and niggas.
Oh yeah.
Killed That's Steve true. Harvey for
That's
that.
True.
Remember they killed him like, yo, you're a coon, this, that, and the third. But we're not in a position to make no change without reaching across the aisle. The thing is, people are acting entitled or like they're special or something. You feel me? So they feel like when they speak, mountains got to move. Mm-hmm. How many other cultures out here trying to get the same benefits, the same this, the same that? You got to be at the table to create change or create your own table. And we not creating our own table because we don't even invest in each other. We don't even keep our money and our funds within our own community to be able to have a platform or have a say or have a stronger seat at the table. So how the fuck are we going to expect real change to come? How do we expect change to come without having these conversations, without reaching across the aisle at somebody you might want to spit on? That's the world. You can't just kill everybody. You just
go to the White House thing.
Right. Like
everybody attacked him for it. But my argument was this is going.
Right. Exactly. You can't kill everybody. Fucking work together with some people that you don't like.
Who else is going to talk to Trump? I seen at that Rock Nation brunch that's been at the White House since Trump has been there trying to talk about it. And that's just me observing. And you know, I brought it up at the brunch while I was there, but nobody answered the question. But anyways, that's besides the point. To the chat.
You gotta check it.
Yeah, Jesus says essentially protest is the root of the change. Julian Jackson says Monique came to social media before social media had the facts. A, we didn't even know what or who to believe. B, she talking rich problems. Half her audience is not rich. Exactly. Right. Nobody can relate to what she's saying. What's 3 mil versus 20 mil? Shit, right. I want 3 mil. Yo, that's what I'm...
$100,000 right now.
I would take $100 right now, all right?
100.
I'll take 100 for a Netflix special. What you talking about? So, Julian, shout out to Julian the God Music. Thank you for tuning in. Julian Jackson says her whole delivery was off. Not what you say, it's how you say it. Says Lord Token that fire emoji.
Yes.
Jesus, newborn, I think it's both. If I violate and put LOL at the end of it, it don't make it better. Oh, man, I just closed it. Sorry. Oh, Africa said,
wait, what point you brought up at the brunch, about the brunch, I'm guessing.
I was at the brunch. It was really good, man. And we was chopping it up. We was talking. Me and Hove had a long conversation.
Oh, deep. Boy.
It was. Oh, the food there was amazing. But you know,
progressive as fuck, buddy.
Yeah, you know. But that's a story for another day. I'm still, man. It's not even.
You know what you got to do to get that story? Subscribe on Twitch. That's how you get that.
There's
story.
There's actual live footage on Twitch. Speaking of live footage, I'm just gonna do a drop real quick. Yo, March 14th to the 17th, if you guys do not know about South by Southwest out at Austin, Texas, we will be live streaming South by Southwest at Austin, Texas, here on Instagram, on Twitch, on YouTube, and Periscope. You guys can actually see what's happening out there, all of the action. Quality Time Network will be live streaming South by Southwest. Just doing
yes,
that try.
We will, nigga. Tune in. Boy, it's going to be lit. And whoever's out there, if you planning on going to South by, hit us up. Link up with us. Let's get this money. Let's get this work. Let's get this content, bro. It's nothing but that out here. Let's get it.
Sociotrap says, it's more than the money, though. Absolutely right. It is more than the money. But when you get to a certain, and this is my opinion, when you get to a certain level, out of money that has to be discussed because you are worth a certain value. You're not worth a certain dollar amount. You're not working for a certain amount of money per hour, a certain amount of money per year. For them, there is no backup plan. Like this is their whole life with Steve Harvey. I don't know, but I'm sure when he was building his empire, there was no health insurance. There was no 401k. This is part of the situation. And that's why you got to respect them when they do go out and they do charity, which is one of our next topics. But you got to respect them when they do charity.
It's crazy.
That's my take on it.
Honestly, I agree because it's crazy. The only people that say stuff like money is not that important is people with without money. Because once you have money, it depends on your values and it depends on how you look at the situation. Some people covet that shit, and some people want to save up all the money in the world because they just love having it. But some people look at it how it's supposed to be looked at, as a tool, and let's get as much of this tool as possible before we start the infrastructure that's giving up us the tool, because there's no way it's going to keep giving it to us if we're destroying it in front of its face. That way, DM me, send me a text, bro.
Somebody about to at you.
Right. Don't do it on the world stage for everybody to see. Everybody's mad, but you think if everybody just came out and said, suck my dick collectively, you think they would build walls around every city and put us under military jurisdiction and all that shit, bro.
Actually, I don't think anything would happen. We just look stupid.
Or you just look dumb, which a lot of people see protesters as. Like y'all just making up.
Yeah, King Africa Mac in the chat. He said Julian the God need to be in quality time. Julian, what's up? Julian the God, where you at, man? You still here? Socio Trap says, I'm not talking about charity, but I get you. No, I was just using that as an example.
Yeah.
Using that as an example of why I understand. I was just using an example. Julian says, next show, can Colin Kaepernick play in the NFL after the settlement agreement? I think this goes hand in hand with what we're talking about right now.
Right.
Honestly.
Like, is it like, and Colin, yeah, it's also about your mind state with that, because Colin himself will say, like, I'm not the dude to lead a movement. I'm just the one to bring attention to it. Mm-hmm. And that's why I respect the fuck out of him. But people mad at him like, yo, why are you not Martin Luther King? What if he don't know the same words Martin Luther King? What if he's not a good speechwriter? What if he don't speak well in public? Like, what you expect him to force it and then have us looking like a clown? Like, nah, you can't. You can't do that. So it's a time and place for everything, and it's a time and place for everyone.
I think that's what ends up happening with celebrities, is we put them on a pedestal and we expect them to take these positions and to do and say these certain things. And it's like, not all of them are, this is not what they all want to do. You can't force somebody into a position when their whole life they've been trying to become the best football player of all time. Now you're going to tell them they got to become.
Right. Right. Niggas is crazy, honestly and truly, bro. It's just, I don't know.
So in the chat, King Africa Mac brings up a very good point. Can 6ix9ine have a career after snitching?
And we spoke about that last episode, too.
We did. He said he ain't MLK. Julian says, can money solve the problem? How much money does it take for you to be like, nah, I'm good? Taylor says 6ix9ine going to witness protection.
Right.
He done.
I don't know, newborn. I don't know. These new kids don't give a fuck about snitching, man.
He gonna drop tracks in Wisconsin if he live up. Honestly, like when it comes
to my biggest fear.
That's crazy that this is two big turnarounds. Like, can people revive their careers after a drastic turnaround, like a drastic incident, career? Because it's not about him snitching. It's not about him getting locked up. It's about 6ix9ine and the image that he has. 6ix9ine was known as the king of trolling. He wasn't known as the king of gangster. Let's keep it a buck. 6ix9ine, we were entertained by 6ix9ine because he had a whole city of Chicago chasing him. We watched 6ix9ine because another day he'd be in Mexico giving back to the children. We listened to 6ix9ine because he gave us energy on records. Granted, he was running around telling everybody SMD, but at the end of the day, it's 6ix9ine. If he comes out tomorrow morning and drops a song, that song is going platinum.
Honestly, to me, the biggest issue 6ix9ine got is people trying to murder him, because the kids don't care. They're going to look at it like, ha, look, he got all these old head niggas mad because he snitched and he's still saying something like
that. That's exactly like, what's going to happen.
That's how they're going to look at it. But one of these niggas is going to be like, boy, you got my mans locked up. I'm going to murder you. And that's why I'm saying he's going to have to be in a Puebla in Mexico with...
And he was something, bro. Rock music. And nobody... I'm a Bin Laden of hip hop, bruh.
He better be in motherfucking Mexico dropping music, because I know he's not. If he wasn't good before, putting money on his head, like
Taylor says, for a lot. He says they like making jokes, but the world doesn't care about the gangster lifestyle. That's True. That's right. A fact. That's a right. fact.
They only care if you're successful after being a gangster. If not, look at this dickhead in jail.
We love watching movies. We watch movies. We love it all the time. But nobody's running around and saying Denzel Jackson. Wow. Denzel Washington is American gangster. We're not running around still calling Will Smith Ali. Like,
right.
At the end of the day, entertainment. That's what it comes down to.
Look at reality television. Niggas don't gotta be real no more. You only gotta be real. You don't even gotta be real in real life, bro. It's so much.
It doesn't.
I don't know what's going on no more, son. Once they open up the moon, I'm out. Because this world don't make no sense no more. You gotta be fake to make it. If you real, you die early. Like, I don't know.
King Africa Max says, unless he turn a gospel. Could you imagine 6ix9ine dropping gospel? He's going to be like that Jesus Christ.
If Snoop could drop a gospel album, 6ix9ine can too, man. The Book of Sleep. Go turn in the Trigger Warning by Killer Mike. The Book of Sleep. Trust me, it's possible, son.
People
love it.
Associate says, if people could get killed for telling the police who killed a family member, then I don't see how this dude gonna stay alive. They're gonna find a way. They're absolutely gonna find a way, man. And you gotta remember too, yeah, he's gonna be snitching, but there's gonna come a point in time going to care anymore that he snitched, that all of this happened, all of this stuff will fall under the rug, and nobody's even gonna care about the situation. And that's just the world that we live in.
You know what I'm scared of, bro? Like, when me and you be 80, like, what the landscape is going to be then? Because then it literally probably would just be, like, niggas snitching and I can't even imagine the future. You know what's sad? When we was kids, I was like, yo, we going to be on some jets and shit. I'm going to be teleporting. I'm going to be teleporting, flying in cars. And now I'm just like, yo, the future is grim, son.
It's not looking too good. Right? It is not looking too good.
Yo, Taylor L. Jazz said 6ix9ine baby mama the real snitch.
Man, Everybody out here being a snitch. I seen Academic snitching. I seen Adam 22 snitching. Everybody out.
Oh, my. Academic stage dry snitching. He's one person. I don't even know how his legs work still because...
They are mean in those comments, man. No,
it don't make sense how Academics is still good out here. Like, he be on some other shit.
Word. Now we're gonna wrap this up in a few. Julian says Snoop gospel album fire. Associate says we may not care, those people will. Guess she's talking about the gangsters. New boy says you're right, Dean. Facts, 100%.
Yo, so first, if you wanna keep watching, you gotta tune into the Twitch channel. If we decide to keep streaming, right now it's looking good though. We ain't even get to the third topic.
Yeah, if you wanna find out how to get us on Twitch, just go to the Quality Time page and go to the Linktree page. You're gonna see Quality Time on Twitch. You could also
Go to Quality Time Network on Instagram.
Yep, right here. You just gotta click the top part right there. And you guys can go there and earn yourself some Quality Time rewards, man. You can actually cash those in for some bread. And we giving money back to y'all.
Right, and keep tuning in. We out here. We love y'all. We hope y'all love us, and we having a fun time doing this shit every week.
Back. Let's wrap this up. Taylor says, we got jerseys that change numbers with technology. The future hella bright. I mean, you think about it. We are living in the future, man. We are. Look at what we're doing right now with Quality Time. This is the future. Sociotrap says, he's not snitching to get justice for a family member. He's snitching to get himself out of doing time for a crime he did. It's different. I get you. I hear you. But we're going to wrap this up. We're going to go back to this record we had played a little bit earlier. Hold on. Let me just get this. Oops. Hold on, y'all. I got to get this together for y'all.
Look at me.
We got this song by Sir B. This is about to start playing again. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Quality Time. Tune in on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And you guys can check out what you call it, Wednesdays with CC and Tia at Streams Live on Wednesday, 7 p.m. But other than that, and we go on dip. Head off to Twitch. Peace.
Yes, yes. Peace out. It's your boy, LDOTT, aka Lord.
meal. For a meal.
Gotta keep mine, by the way. Yeah. Need money, money, money. Nigga, she mine by the way. Gotta keep mine by the way. Need my, need my, need my. Bitch on superfly.
Status check. Glock in a big booty, bad bitch check. Big drip on me, sir, B beat a little big homie, yeah. Live from ahead of my time, I knew the feeling would change. I leave them really amazed, get it and flip it a million ways. Nigga, I'm really the way, really, I'm really the plug. I double dog, yeah, you to run, I've been too busy for love. Too many errands to run, watch how they carry the one. Can't get enough of the nigga they can't be. Living this life, it done changed me. Now it's just niggas that ain't me, and I'm still the reason you can't sleep.
If I hit it three times, is she mine, by the way? In the streets, it was G-time, and to keep mine, by the way. I ain't got no free time, I'ma need mine, by the way. Niggas on the decline, I'ma keep flying, by the way.
Nigga, she mine, by the way. Gotta keep mine, by the way. Need mine, need mine, need mine.
Mama ain't raised no fool, so I don't really play by the rules, no. Wonder why the boy's so rude. Promise that I paid my dues, and I ain't got nothing to prove. Turn nothing to something, I move. Thief in the night in the light of the moon. I just the opps in these bitches with jewels, and you about to lose her. Act like you know who I am. Is you controlling the camera, hoeing and trolling the gram? Watch how it go to the ramp, turn to the go to the ramp. Real ass mother, shut your mouth. Bitch, I bet I'm busting down, driving downtown, cause I ain't got a pussy. Now, topic of discussion, it's disgusting how they crushing now. You would think I'm jumping high, got these bitches rushing down. Down, down, like a merry-go. Down, 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 watch your lady go.
If I hit it three times, is she mine, by the way? In the streets, it was G-time, and to keep mine, by the way. I ain't got no free time, I'ma need mine, by the way. Niggas on the decline, I'ma keep flying, by the way. If I hit it three times, is she mine, by the way? In the streets, it was G-time, and to keep mine, by the way. I ain't got no free time, I'ma need mine, by the way. Niggas on the decline, I'ma keep flying, by the way.
All right. We back on Twitch. I see you. We back. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in on Twitch right now. We see all of y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed that record. That was Sir B, by the way. Y'all can go check him out on IG. Y'all can check him out everywhere. That song is actually on SoundCloud. So shout out to him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so let's get into this last topic, man. We got this incredible thing that's going on right now called social media. And I see a lot of times celebrities, and they are broadcasting themselves giving back to people on the street. And I personally think it's a great thing. However, I go and look at the comments, and there's a bunch of people bashing them, saying, yo, why are you recording this? If you want to do something nice, you don't got to record it. Like, just do it for yourself. And they're like, well, how do the people feel that you got a camera all up in their face? But then I go back and I'll scroll through my Instagram, and I see another person with a pipe through their head because they got into a bike accident video. But we all got a problem with social media people posting charity on social media. So, you know, I wanted to bring it up and just talk and talk about it for a bit. Should charity be posted on social media?
Honestly, bro, to me, I don't got a problem with it. I understand, like, when it seems insincere, and I understand, like, when it seems like you're doing it just for clout. But it's like, how do you prove that someone is giving back or doing something charitable for some BS? Unless it's like a dude that just got indicted or something, or he's got some allegations against him, and then all of a sudden he turned into Nino Brown giving out turkey on Christmas. You feel me? Like, that's different, man. It's like, come on, we see you, bro. But really see an issue with it, especially like you said, there's so much negativity that's broadcast daily nowadays. So it's like the little bit of good that we see, we rebel against, or we always think because the world is so negative, we think there's a hidden agenda behind everything. And it's like, maybe some people really just are good-hearted people and they want to show, like, we can give back. You feel me? So, I don't know.
And
I guess it's
subjective. The video that I saw that pointed it out to me was Lil Pump giving back. And what he did was he went to Little Caesars and bought mad pizzas. And he's just like at the back of his car, and he's just handing them out to people. You go through and you look through the comments, and it's like people are turning a positive thing into something so negative. Now they're saying, why gotta be Little Caesars? Like, why are you gonna get cheap pizza for? Or why are you recording this? Like, these people don't need to have it be recorded. And I'm just like, yo, how can we turn, why is it that we turn positive things into negatives all the time? Is this an issue because of, like, does this happen because of social media, or is this just our mindset in general?
I think it's because of social media, because the world is full up a lot of people that are just POSs. You feel what I'm saying?
there's
a lot of people in the world that are like that, but they didn't all have a platform and a voice before. Mm-hmm. Now with social media, all the little rats and roaches that live on earth have a way to express themselves. So what do you think they're gonna do? If your life is doo-doo, like your life is horrible, your life is, you have no friends, you got nobody to talk to, but you got this one device that connects you to, you're going to use it in the most destructive way possible because you're already a piece of shit. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's just the technology that allows them to have a voice why this thing is happening like this. And it's crazy that it seems like the world is really such a negative place that as soon as you give the world a platform, so much negativity starts popping up. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's true.
It's nuts.
So Sociotrap says, absolutely. There are so much negative things in this world. Even if they are doing it for clout, the good deed is still being done. The person receiving still benefits. Karma knows who's doing things from the heart and who isn't. Posting acts of kindness and paying it forward should be publicized. It makes others want to do good as well. Like, there are videos online of people helping animals and helping each other, but it isn't broadcasted as much as violent accidents or drama or fights. The people who have issues with it are just sick-minded. And I like what she said about it should, it makes others want to do good as well. And that's how I feel. When I see one of these videos, I start to look at my day and I'm like, wait, hold on. Is there a homeless dude outside I could go make a sandwich for? Like, I want to do something good after seeing that. So I can see it from both ends. Like, yeah, you're putting a camera in somebody's face, but you putting a camera in somebody's face, your one act of kindness probably caused 10 other people to go do the same thing that same day.
Right. Honestly and truly, I feel you on that. Because even regardless of somebody streaming it or not, like just me walking outside and seeing somebody on the side of the road, I'd be feeling like, damn, like I wish there was something more I could do for them. A beer, or not a beer, but you understand, a sandwich or something. Like, I wish there was something more than just that. And it's sad, but I feel like they do it with animals. You feel me? Look at all the In the Arms of the Angels videos and all that. You feel what I'm saying? And the ASPCA, is it ASPCA? Or am I wrong? ASPCA is for animals. I think so.
ASCAP?
We just gonna don't fact check me.
Isn't that for music licenses?
Nigga said ASCAP.
For music licenses.
Nah, but the animal rights activist groups. You feel what I'm saying? They do it for them. They throw them on TV 3 o'clock at night in the morning when you know you're not up doing nothing.
That song. Oh man.
Right.
In the arms of it.
Yeah, you know you're not doing nothing good at that time, but they just throw that in front of you, like, nigga, remember, you feel me? And then you like, damn, that puppy over there crying and shit. I should. Why they don't do that with homeless people? You feel me?
$1 a day.
For only $1 a day, you could feed this homeless person. But then they look at humans like, nah, that's welfare. And nah, you got to get them. You can't have people living off society and this, that, and the third. But when it comes to a dog, they're like, oh, pooch. Mm. Like, so I guess it's our values as a people. And that comes from capitalism, because capitalism is like every man for themselves. And that's just Western society, period. You go to the East, it's more collectivist, and it's more people like coming together communally and doing what's best for each other. Yeah. Like, once again, I bring up China. Them niggas literally said to the government, we give you absolute power, just do what you gotta do to take us out of poverty and take care of us, and we won't question a thing that you do. Like, that's collectivism. That's everybody working for the betterment of the people, even though the government is still corrupt as shit. They still got a million Muslim niggas in internment camps and shit. Like, but you feel what I'm saying? In the chat, Carmen knows who's doing what's from the heart. When I'm having a bad day, there are always ways to help and show that not all humans are bad either. That's what Socio Trap says. Valor says, let me hear you sing that again. Socio Trap, can't change hate with hate. Yes, it is. Valor, money is raised off the negatives. That's why we are where we are in the world. It's crazy corrupt. ASPCA, American Society to Prevention of Cruelty of Animals. Hey, I was right. See? In the arms of the angels.
Hey, there you go. There you go. I ain't going to even attempt. I'm going to embarrass myself doing that.
Hey, I ain't singing that. But yeah, honestly, I think we shouldn't be too like judgmental of people that want to give back and want to film it, because what's the last thing your bum ass filmed? You feel what I'm saying? What's the last thing you shared? I'm sure the last thing you sent to your DM was probably like a chicken fucking up a rat or something. And that shit was the funniest thing on earth, but it's still negative. Mm-hmm. Like, it's still negative, but the nigga that posted him giving a cheeseburger to a homeless dude, you like, oh, you doing it for the clout.
And you're gonna criticize and say, oh, why are you giving him cheeseburgers? Like, that's bad food and this and that. But it's like, come on. Like, it doesn't matter what he's giving them. The fact is that this person probably hasn't ate in Lord knows how long. No matter if it's a cheeseburger, a pizza, a pretzel, and water, at least somebody is giving them food, man. At least somebody is trying to help. You don't know what that can do for that person. And, you know, same thing here with Quality Time, man. We give back. We do give back. Shout out to everybody that does tune in every single week, man. Want to drop it again. South by Southwest, we are streaming March 14th to the 16th. We are going to be streaming that. It's the 16th.
Tell a friend. Yeah, if you can't make it, we'll be there for you, streaming all the action and all the good stuff.
All of that. Word. But I just want to, for tuning in, everybody that did come over to Twitch, we're going to go ahead. We're going to wrap this up. Wednesday night. Tune in. Make sure y'all tune in.
What you call it? Wednesday, CC and Tia. Tune in.
We got that happening. Definitely do.
Mm-hmm. New fire.
Socio Trap.
We got something coming for y'all, like we said. Don't worry.
Yes.
Socio Trap says, but it's more than those organizations. It's just videos of random humans and even animals performing acts of kindness and rescue. Laughing my ass off. How about the things they don't film? Right. Mm-hmm. Imagine the things you don't film, but you mad at the good shit that niggas is putting on.
Yeah, so y'all need to. I think people just need to like shut up, man, with all of that criticizing. If somebody want to help, let them help.
Right, stop bitching. Sorry, but on that note, it's your boy Lord LDOTT on IG, and my brother is DJ Deem. You already know.
Yep.